4 in the morning. Oh, say good day, good morning, good night. It's the Bison Clark Show. Back on. Okay. What's up? Halloween right around the corner. You know, time to get your scare on. Do Halloween party with all that. I'm doing it. I'm going to end up dressing up as a panhandler. You know, begging for change. Got any change, sir? Got any change? You know what I'm saying? Real quick, today I'm going to just be more raw, more real about some things that has been happening in life. So, buckle your seatbelt. I'm going to give you the real shit. Okay, for one, I'm going through one story today. Oh, by the way, how's everybody doing out there and listening? And, you know, those big shout out to the UK, all over the world, brothers locked down. If you get my show, I appreciate it, you know? Alright? Those who want for your cues, keep your head up. Listen to my shit and definitely keep your head up. So, I'm making no secret. My house, I have animals. So, I was talking to this girl off a dating app, Facebook dating, has some decent women. And, so she came in here, my crib. Shit, my cat's litter box was sinking. So, you know, she told me it was up. She had she was 100% digging me. And by the way, fellas, we was talking about doing some freaky stuff too. That shit went down to 20%. And, yeah, so the whole time I'm trying to bring that 20% up at least 50%. Whatever. And so when I brought the incense in there, try to knock that smell out, she's like, I gotta go. It was like some shit out of a sitcom. You know, hell no, I gotta get up out of here. So I walked up to a car, it was all good. But see, at the same time, of course, you gotta have a backup plan, fellas. I mean, come on. Nice options. You know, gotta have options. Yeah. Now, moving on from that dating, that's a real story. Moving on from this. I was working for this, like I said, security. I still do security bouncing, and it's a very dirty business. Lawsuits galore, left and right. Shout out to those out there who do the bouncing and security. So I work for this guy. Two people, this guy named Rocky, put me on to this guy. So one thing I don't like is when we black people get to a certain level in our lives and we establish, we tend to act really arrogant, act like assholes. I really feel like we're entitled, we don't have to do anything. You just don't give a shit about the person underneath you. So I work for this cat. He told me, okay, I'll pay you on Tuesday. So honestly, me personally, I don't want to get paid. If you're going to pay me Tuesday, I'm expecting that money to be in my account Tuesday morning. Not Tuesday evening at 7. So of course, I'm going to be, because you got to go pay bills, do what you do. You just never know. This motherfucker was not considerate. So when I started talking to him, I was talking aggressive. He got an attitude, acting like a biatch. So he told me, and this is exact words, if you keep bugging me, keep hitting me up, whatever, I'm going to make you wait forever. So I took that like, oh, you really motherfucker. So I told him, I invited him to a place that only you should invite a woman to. You feel me? I told him that he can. All right. So, of course, I didn't get my money. Fine, but if you was going to have to pay me regardless, player, you still paid me the next day. So, my thing is that if you're in that type of business, you got to know the ins and outs of bouncing. You're paying off the books. People just have attitudes. And they made it seem like that I needed the job. Let me tell you something. out there, okay? And I know for a fact I have a lot of haters out there, undercover haters, and I'm glad I do. I never knew. The only thing that worries me, I don't see it. I like to see when it's coming. So, like I said, when you can sing, write, rap, and get on stage, you was a bad motherfucker. A lot of y'all wish, you got one motherfucker out here threatening to want to cut my wood off. So, for you to put that much energy into doing stuff to me, let you know that I'm that nice. Okay? But just to let you know, you ain't gonna do nothing to me, player. You ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna happen. Okay? Trust me. There's some things out here that you can't control way beyond that. A spiritual on that. I'm a good dude. I'm a good dude. Not perfect. I'm a good dude. And, you know? So, let's leave it like that. And every dog has his day. Because when you're the bully on the block, okay? And you think you're the top dog. There's always one top dog that'll knock you off. I never play that top. I may say I'm an alpha male, but that's to a certain extent. I know why I stand as alpha male. I know entertainment is my thing. And that's who I am, basically. Okay? So, yeah. Had to get that out there. But, and also, see, y'all can really support my show. You know, pay that subscription. $4.99 a month. You want me to take it down to $2.99? Come on. Well, help your fellow man out. Help him out. So, yeah, make sure also you tune into Raising Kane Season 3 debut December 1st. I'll be making my debut on the show. I've been waiting a year. You know, I wish I could fast forward to December to see it. I have a couple other projects. I'm waiting on some footage. Like I said, I'm in demand. So, yeah, my face is out there. You know, and I appreciate y'all as a fan. I really do. I always check and see the views on here. And the only thing I ask of y'all, y'all give me something to run with. You know, y'all sit up here and let me know what you want to hear, and I will deliver it. Okay? Hot off the press. Well, not really off the press. You know what the hell I mean. Speaking of sports. Yeah, sports. So today's NFL, we have week 8? This is week 8. What is week 8 NFL football? Yeah, exactly. Week 8. So, I'm going to give you my picks for this week, okay? That's already picks. And this will let you know, my NFL picks is a 58% accuracy. Yeah, it kind of dropped down because last week was just a bizarre week. So, you know, like I said, I picked the Bills over the Buccaneers. This week, I picked Dallas at home over the Rams. Pick the Vikings over the Packers, Falcons over Tennessee. I picked the Saints over the Colts, Dolphins over the Patriots, Jets over the Giants. I picked Jacksonville over the Steelers, Eagles over the Commanders, Texans over the Panthers. And I also picked the Seahawks over the Browns, Kansas City in Denver. It's going to be an interesting game. I'm starting to really scratch my head because I heard it's going to be snowy and very bitterly cold. It's going to be a snow game today at 4:25, so that may get ugly. Baltimore in Arizona could be a trap game, but I'm going to go with the Ravens. My Niners, Bengals headed to San Francisco. I like my Niners to bounce back and stay undefeated at home this season. Bears and Chargers. I picked the Chargers, but I like that rookie for the Bears. I won't be surprised if he comes in. That's a Sunday night game. Ugh, wow. That's going to be interesting. Won't be surprised if Rookie pulls it out in L.A. Now, Monday night, you got the Raiders and the Lions. I like the Lions at home over the Raiders. The Raiders are just a big disappointment. Those are my picks for this week. As far as it goes with the World Series, as you know, I'm happy. Like I said, every team has played Milwaukee Brewers in the postseason, in the playoffs, has made it to the World Series, and Arizona got that. So I like Arizona. Series is tied now, headed back to Arizona. So I like Arizona. If they can win what, at least two or maybe win all, I'm not sure how the format is, but they can steal a couple games there. They can put Texas away. Yeah. Of course, we got the NBA season not even a week old. And I can say that the NBA has this star, Wembley. Wembley, Winnie the Pooh, whatever your name is. I'll get used to it. That's a future star. The guy is a problem. You know, tall, lanky, has a handle. He's like a bigger version of Kevin Durant. Maybe more athletic than Durant. I mean, I seen the guy on the baseline. I seen him block shots. I seen the man totally out of a damn play, block one shot and come back in. I never seen no shit like that. Maybe on the playground, but Wendy's is a problem. Okay, he's a big problem. Big issue for anybody who's trying to, guard him. Well, you know, he's a problem. Yeah, that's my big problem there. Of course, in college football yesterday, we had a couple of games yesterday. I could see Oklahoma, the Sooners, got upset yesterday. That was interesting. So, very interesting situation there. I was, like, not paying too much attention because, you know, I had my total disappointment. So, I'm going on. But yesterday I was run down the scores. Texas beat BYU 35-6. Oregon, number 8 Oregon, beat Utah 35-6. We have number 14 Notre Dame beating Pitt 58-7. We had Louisville taking care of Duke 28-0, and number 22 Tulane taking care of Rice. UFC, ooh. Like 99 points scored between these two. Beat Cal 50-49. We have Washington, number 5 Washington, beating Stanford. Okay, we had number 21 Tennessee beating Kentucky 30-27. We have Ohio State taking care of number 3 Ohio State, beating Wisconsin 24-10. We got Ole Miss, number 12 Ole Miss, beating Vanderbilt. UCLA, again, handing Deion Sanders and Colorado a 28-16 defeat. Ooh, wow. So they're really struggling. So that's it there. So what do some of y'all think about the Spring Football League coming? XFL and USFL merging. I think it's good. You know, I liked the both leagues. You know, I didn't like the XFL with this not having teams play home games. You know, I think now since you're merging the leagues together, we should have teams playing at home like the XFL did. So I like that idea. Yeah, I like it. Also, since the last time I did a show, we had the official merger of the TKO taking over WWE. So that's a good thing. I like the fact that they got Vince totally out the creative position because he's dragging down the product. Too old fashioned. I look forward to seeing War Games in a month or so. So I see SmackDown is still the more better show. I mean, Raw still drags. Raw is a little bit more better, but I like SmackDown. And NXT is really doing a lot better. far as the competition is for AEW, it's a little bit better, but it's good, but it could be better. I would like for AEW to use more big men and not use such little men. I'm tired of that. I want to see big, strong guys go at it. Like Samoa Joe, I want to see ever since the company has been established, you haven't had a big man have a title. So I know you're trying to show that little men can hold a title. Yes. We know that already. We've seen it. Bret Hart is good. Bret Hart and Macho Man, you know, set that standard. Okay? You got guys like Wardlow, who haven't really been champ. Powerhouse Hobbs, these guys should be champ. And give them their due. You want to see spine busters, clotheslines, power bombs. We don't want to see a back and forth submission wrestling. I don't want to see that's nerd wrestling. I grew up in guys like Hogan and Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. You know? Come on, let's be realistic. In a real physical situation, you're not going to put somebody in a damn submission hold. You're trying to sell a product to make it seem like it's real. So, you know? Come on. Guys are not going to put people in submission holds. They're going to actually physically beat the shit out of you. By the way, I think Impact TNA, it's not Impact anymore, I was about to go back to TNA, should really sign CM Punk. I think that is a great look for them. He could really take that company and pull it up to what it was. So I suggest that y'all sign CM Punk. That's a great look. You know, you'll get viewership. You got some talent there. It could be a good thing. And the whole thing with CM Punk getting fired, I think there's more to that story. I really do. I'm not going to say he's a cancer. There's more to that story. You know, what I think is, I think they wanted him out of there. And they did what they did to get him up out of there. I've been a CM Punk fan. I like him. He's outspoken. He speaks his mind. I love it. Gotta love a guy like Punk. But we'll see. But, And touching on some other things here, like, the war in Israel. You know, I don't know much about what goes on there, but let me tell you something, bro. When you go in there and kill innocent children, and slaughter kids and women, and do that, yo. What's coming to you, bro? There's no honor in killing children and stuff like that at all. And, yeah. What about that guy up in Maine named Robert Card, who sat up there and shot up 18 people? You know, my heart's go out to those people who got killed, but, you know, I mean, just never know when a mass shooting breaks out, man. People is out here tripping. You need to chill out. You know? But again, if you're whacked out in your mind, you can hear voices, that's what happens. Exactly what happens. So, yeah. Well, I'm gonna give my shout out to some people. You know, everyday people. First, I'm going to give a shout out to my barber. Chino, been cutting my hair ever since the pandemic. This man cut my hair in the hallway, basically. Everything was shut down. So, you want a good barber, check out the shop on 137-7. Check it out in Harlem on Instagram. You know, it's messed up. I go to the barber shop. I don't even know the name. I mean, hey, I just show up there. Don't knock me for it. Shout out to Jeff Strange also for his podcast, Strange Worlds. If I'm saying that wrong, sorry. My man Anthony Anderson, he has a podcast. It's some other beautiful lady sent me a request. I don't know who you are, but I inboxed you. I got no love back. Everyday people I know, family, friends, my vocal coaches and stuff, you know, yeah, whoever else, you know, anybody I forgot, what I'll do is remind me, or I'll just write a list down, and I'll make sure I get to you. I'll give a shout out. So, yeah, and let me know if y'all don't like some on the show. You know, if you got anything you want me to talk about, just leave it in there. All right, and this is the Bison Clark Show, and love, peace. Oh, before I go, rest in peace. Couple of people I grew up watching. Richard Roundtree, the original Shaft. I forgot the guy that played Bull in Night School. Richard, forgot his name. Rest in peace. Suzanne Summers. A little bit before my time, but I saw reruns of Three's Company. So may I rest in peace also. And that's about it. So y'all have a good one. Be safe out there for Halloween. Don't be stealing your kids' candy, eating it when they sleeping. And control your kids' candy, because you know how it goes. It's not just about having fucked up teeth anymore. It's about having diabetes. All right? So, parents, you know who you are out there. So, my name is Bison Clark. Peace. Good night.